Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Ivana Stradner. Ivana is at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies at the Barris Center for Media Integrity, and writing with her colleague Emanuele Ottolenghi, a senior fellow at the foundation, they're identifying two particular odd decisions by Treasury not to sanction Russian TV, RT, and Sputnik News. The source of the information that is coming from those two entities via their website, because certain channels in the U.S. have pushed them aside, I believe YouTube will not carry them, coming from the ministry, what Ivana and Emanuele call the Ministry of Truth. Now, they have a mission at the Ministry of Truth in the Kremlin, and it's right now to deny war crimes and also to undermine the credibility of Western regimes everywhere. First, we'll start with the war crimes. Are they telling the world, because only half of the G20 has sanctioned Russia, and the Middle East has not moved against Russia for its conduct, much of South America has not moved, I think all but four states in Africa have not moved. So there are a lot of places this information goes out. Is it RT and Sputnik's opinion that the war crimes did not happen? Are they blaming them on NATO? How do they explain it, Ivana?
As I mentioned earlier, places, media such as Sputnik and RT serve as outlets to convey the message in basically as Russia's mouthpieces to all places across the globe in a way that Russia wants people to perceive this war. So, for example, at the very beginning, both outlets were blaming the West. Both outlets were blaming NATO expansion when it comes to war crimes. They absolutely do not report in a way that that is credible. And not only that, for example, they are right now blaming the West for the food crisis, for economic crisis. So it's a very powerful tool, as I said. You know, who controls the information space controls the narrative, and who controls the narrative can actually, it's an important ingredient for winning the battlefield.
There is evidence also of cyber operations. What do we know, and how do RT and Sputnik do it?
So to begin with, I have to emphasize that in Russia's military strategy, the word cybersecurity does not exist. They talk often about information security because for them, information operations and what we call here cybersecurity are two integral points that are oftentimes melted. So, for example, both RT and Sputnik, not only did they engage in such information operations, but also cyber operations. So in 2 years ago, Sputnik's Spanish language website, actually, it hosted malware files that were linked to stories about COVID and vaccines. And they were posted on Twitter. So basically, by opening such a file, such a website, you can infect your computer.
We come to the question of information war, yes. And we've been concentrating on the Ukraine war and the depredations by the Russian military against the Ukrainian people. And indeed, all the people of Western Europe are now suffering with the arbitrary cutoff of energy supplies. But you most recently have written about how the Ministry of Truth through RT and Sputnik News are taking pandemics, not only the pandemic that we all know, the COVID-19, but also the recent concerns worldwide about monkeypox, and using that news to distort the reporting. How are they doing it?
To begin with, this story did not come from RT or Sputnik. It actually came directly from the Russian Defense Ministry, because they basically claim that it's the United States who has engineered the outbreak of monkeypox. Then after that, after the Russian Ministry of Defense stated that, it was picked up by all state-controlled social media platforms and spread it across the globe. And this is really nothing new, because this is a typical, you know, Kremlin's textbook that Russia has used since the Cold War. I mean, we just really have to take a look what Russia was doing, you know, with COVID-19s and with the COVID-19 conspiracy theory, and how they link it to U.S. biolab activities. So this is really nothing new. But what's very interesting, like last year, the Munich Security Conference, they had a simulation. And that simulation, hypothetical, also started in May of 22, and allegedly, you know, it killed 271 million people. And the real outbreak also started in 2022. So the media started making parallels with the Munich Security Conference, and what they started questioning whether this was a real thing or not. But as I said, you know, this is really nothing new. We just really have to go back and to see how Russia was spreading this information about U.S. bioweapons even during the Cold War. There was Operation Denver, which was a global disinformation campaign that blamed the United States government for synthesizing like a HIV virus that causes AIDS. And it was a very, very successful disinformation campaign across the globe. Basically, they claimed that the CIA was using AIDS to target and kill Black Americans and Africans. And not only that, I mean, even though, you know, some people did not believe in this thing here in the U.S., it was very, very powerful in places such as Pakistan or India and some African countries, or even, you know, some left-wing Western publications. Then, you know, back then, even the KGB actually claimed that here we in the United States, they were using ethnic weapons specifically to kill Arabs and Africans. And now, believe it or not, they're using the same playbook. The Russian Ministry of Defense also claimed that the United States used ethnic bioweapons specifically towards the Russians, that we were training migratory birds and bats to spread pathogens, that we were using drones to spread bioweapons. So this is a typical Russian disinformation campaign, which is nothing new. But what is new is why they actually do all these things. To begin with, they want to show across the globe that the United States has a secret agenda to exterminate and to undermine American trust in their government, how to fight, you know, monkeypox. So why not? This is a dream come true for Putin. And also, they're already fanning the flames of anti-LGBT discrimination. So I was watching the Russian news, and it's funny because they basically claim we do not have any monkeypox issues because we have we only support traditional, what they call it, traditional sexual relations. And they emphasize, you know, their traditional spiritual and moral values that are already listed in numerous Russian documents, including national security strategy. The only concern that I have is that back, you know, during the Cold War, the United States was very, very proactive. We had we had a full support. We had a full support for countering Russia's active measures. And now we are very much in a reactive mode. We try, you know, to protect ourselves by, let's say, banning certain Russia's outlets on social media. But that's not enough. We really need to be proactive. And in this particular piece, I gave a few suggestions, actually, what we can do. First of all, we need to call a spade, and we need to label a Russian disinformation campaign as a targeted weapon, because the Russian military openly talks about information as a weapon. Then I explain, you know, how the World Health Organization invited all social media and tech companies to work with them to countering Russia's disinformation. And I think the United States should take a lead and provide intelligence regarding Russia's and Chinese lies regarding COVID-19, but also monkeypox. And I think one of the most important things would be actually that we should leverage our intelligence.
We have about a minute, Ivana. Go ahead.
That we should leverage our intelligence, and the U.S. Should actually have information campaign that should actually lay out the Kremlin's real use of biological and chemical weapons to attack its enemies. So we need to be more proactive rather than reactive.
Ivana Stradner is an advisor to the Barrett Center for Media Integrity at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.